We are here thanks to Nature Bee Power Pollen, and they've got this fantastic Mother's Day offer right up until Mother's Day, Saturday week, Sunday week. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. The best fertiliser you'll ever use, Swift Grow. And I want to tell you about Norglass. Norglass Northane Ultra High Gloss Paint. Now, Norglass is an Australian company, and I think it's more important than ever to support small Aussie businesses. So if you're doing a DIY project, choose Norglass Paints. They are family-owned. They're an Australian business. They use everything. They make everything, from fillers and primers to quality finished coats. Their products work from start to finish on any project. Now, the Ultra High Gloss Paint, it is a food-grade, chemical-resistant, waterproof coating. And it's used on everything, from the bar at your local pub to the world's fastest boat. That's true. And even the Queen's Jubilee coach. I didn't know that. Norglass Northane Ultra High Gloss Paint is on the Queen's Jubilee coach. Visit norglass.com.au to find your local stockist. Norglass, quality Australian-made paints and specialty finishes. Sanjib is online. Now, Sanjib, thank you for calling through. Good morning to you.
Hello. How are you today, Luke?
I'm very, very well. But Leroy tells me that you have family who are in India right now. It must make you very, very nervous. Thank you for calling through.
Yes, of course, man. It's just too scary sometimes to hear the news all the way coming from India.
Whereabouts, whereabouts in India is your family?
Okay, so my father, actually, he's an engineer, so he works away from my hometown. So there's a place named Raipur that's around in the middle of, around Middle East of India. So he's there, and my whole family, my cousin, everyone is in my hometown that's in Haryana near New Delhi, which is the worst right now in India.
Yeah, New Delhi is the worst. Sanjib. Yes. Tell my audience, tell the rest of Australia what you're hearing. Take us through it.
Okay, the one thing is that whatever you guys are hearing on news, that's nothing. It's nothing. It's just 10% whatever you are hearing. Because the reality is far more worse than whatever you are seeing on TV. Like, okay, I'll tell you a small story. So my father, there was a colleague of my father. He was just 26 years old.
Yeah.
So there was an injection which usually costs around 80 cents for one injection. He was literally dying. He was on ventilator. He needs 5 injections of those. And they have to pay $900 for one injection, which would have cost them just 80 cents in black market.
Jesus. Normally 80 cents. Normally 80 cents. It's now 900 because of the black, because of the black market.
Because of the black market, and still people are not getting in it. And other guy, he was just 31. He died because of the shortage of oxygen. Just the oxygen. Not even doctor, medicine, just the oxygen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And people, whatever right now, what government is doing, they are just managing it. To what they are saying, if you check any records or anything, if in one hospital of, and just take any hospital of any city of India, they are saying that, okay, so today 10 people died or max 15 people died. And in reality, hundreds of people are dying. Mm. No one is, like, the value of the life is nothing right now there.
I wonder if we'll actually know what the real figures are, because there are people dying in their homes, in back lanes, they're dying out in the fields and being cremated, and there's no death certificates. The official World Health Organization says 200,000 COVID deaths in India so far, with 3,500 people dying, fatalities being reported every day. But they're the ones that are reported. Isn't that right?
Yes.
How many do you think, how many people in India are dying without being reported, I wonder?
Okay, I'll tell you an example. So for one body to burn, it nearly around take 4 hours. if there's a small place like where we perform the last rituals,
yeah,
in just imagine in one place they can burn around 26 to 30 bodies in a span of 4 hours. It's continuously burning. The bodies are continuously burning. 30 bodies at one place in every 4 hours. Bodies are coming. Bodies are coming.
And these bodies that are coming to these places to be cremated, they don't have death certificates. So they're not actually on the government's figures, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, so we don't know.
Absolutely. So we don't know. Whatever, some people are not even going to, okay, so I come from a countryside,
yeah,
like a village.
Yeah.
In my village, there are 1,000 people who live there. I can tell you around 700 people are COVID positive.
Out of 1,000 people in your village, 700 are positive.
Positive. And they are older people. Some of them are not that educated, or their mind is not that conscious about whatever is going. They are scared. They are scared because at one place in any other state of India, there are political rallies going on where thousands of people are gathering at one place.
Yeah.
And other people, like in any other state near the New Delhi, there are farmers protesting. And the thing is that the main thing is the confusion, because some of the people, they are still saying that there's no COVID because the government is acting like foolish. Because in one of the states, there are elections going on, and our prime minister and all everyone, it's not about just one party, everyone is doing. What they are doing, they are holding rallies where thousands of people gather at one place.
These political
chanting
rallies,
chanting the slogans.
Yeah.
Yes, chanting the slogans. And our prime minister is saying that, I've never seen this much of crowd in my rallies. Oh, it's so amusing. Are you serious? Like, he's the prime minister of 1.4 billion people, and what he's saying that he has never seen that type of crowd in his life, and he's just...
Yeah. This is Sanjib from Melbourne, who was a listener, who was rung through. His family is in India. When was the last time you were able to speak on the phone to a member of your family in India?
I just spoke half an hour ago with my father, and then he gave me the news that three of his colleagues just died in the morning.
Yeah. And so many of these people dying are not registered by the World Health Organization, the Indian Health Department, because they're dying in their homes and they're being cremated in mass pits. And the government, I don't think, has any idea of what the real figure is. Sanjib, what does your father and your family, what are they saying the future is? Is this a drastic way of herd immunization where some people will get very, very sick, those who are vulnerable when it comes to respiratory illness and the elderly and the vulnerable, but most people who get COVID will get sick and then survive? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I had a chat with my father last year. So I had I appeared on your show last year also around the same month.
On this show?
Yeah, on this show, yeah.
Okay.
I was in Frank's, yeah. Me and my cousin always listen to you. So last year when I talked to you at that time, so I was talking to my father and they were saying COVID is slowly, slowly going away. Like around in October, December, they said that in 2020, my father was like, everyone was kind of, this COVID is gone, because the government was declaring the victory. The prime minister was saying that we've beaten the COVID, this and that. They were saying that. But
you're quite right. The first wave, it looked as though you were going to be okay. Why, in your opinion, Sanjib, has this second wave been so devastating?
Because the first wave never went out of India, because the COVID was still there. The only reason was they weren't doing testing at all. That's why right now, when everyone got COVID positive and now they're starting testing, now normal RT-PCR test, you know, the positivity rate is around 70 to 80%. If someone is doing RT-PCR test, the positivity rate is around 70 to 80%.
And I think the other thing, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that in here in Australia, if you were tested and you were positive, you isolated, you stayed home, and we could afford to do that because we had JobKeeper. There's no JobKeeper in India. People are sick, but they've got to go to work. Otherwise, they don't eat, correct?
Yes, that's the reason.
That's the reason. There's no JobKeeper. We were so lucky. You got sick, you stayed home, you had money going into your account, not in India. And if you don't work every day and have money put in your hand every day, you don't eat. So people were going to work, even though they were ill. This is, I think, the main reason why the second wave has been so deadly. Sanjib, I thank you so much for your call. I wish you and your family all the best, and please stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you. Thanks
a lot. Thank you. I'm so sorry to hear about your family. Sanjib, we're with you, mate, okay?
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. Bye-bye. You can hear in his voice he's broken. There's nothing he can do. They can't come to Australia. No one, not even Australians, can come back to Australia for 2.5 weeks. And the World Health Organization and the Indian health authorities will have absolutely no idea what the real death toll is. No idea at all. 133353. I'm sorry to say this, but aren't we lucky we live here? Aren't we lucky? Girt by sea, and we had JobKeeper, so that if you were ill, you weren't tempted to go to work. 133353 is the number. This is the Night Shift on Triple M.